Yes, and we are joined in the studio now with a new guest, Kim.
Hi, Libby, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
And Kim's going to be cycling from Brisbane to Denmark. Tell us a bit more about that, Kim. Why are you doing it?
Okay, well, I'm doing it to collect video messages from people in all of the countries that I will be cycling through to be delivered to the UN Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen in December 2009. So, yeah, it's a roughly 16-month journey.
Journey, wow.
And throughout the whole journey, I've got my video camera with me and, yeah, going to be, as I meet people, asking them to record messages that are then going to be delivered to the delegates at the at the conference. As well as that, I guess, just kind of finding out about the impacts of climate change in all these areas that I'll be travelling through, so Northern Australia and Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and you know, parts of India and the Himalayas and things like that, because I guess they're areas that people, you know, don't really know what's going on. You know, people kind of you hear about kind of impacts, but you don't see it. So hopefully, I'll get some kind of good footage of what actually is happening on the ground in these places.
Yeah, wonderful. So you'll be, yeah, doing interviews with people across all those countries.
Yeah.
I just heard Tim speaking to you earlier, a bit confused about how you're actually going to be cycling across water.
Well, I mean, the only really difficult part is between between Darwin and Indonesia. I mean, from once you get over to Indonesia, they've got ferries that link up all of the islands. And, you know, I've had various suggestions, submarine, bike, you know, like a giant snorkel thing, cycling on the, along the seafloor and things like that.
Did subs pedal pound or...?
It may well have been.
I mean, just now there were some suggestions of some kind of a cycle-powered Zeppelin or something like that. But, I mean, what I've been trying to set up, there's some freighting ships that go from Darwin to Dili. But they, at the moment, are saying that they don't take passengers. I said I would work and everything and I wouldn't be a passenger. Yeah, but they still need some convincing. But otherwise, there's people that... so yachts over, and so I'll try to get on one of the yachts as a crewman, and yeah, try to work out some way. It still, yeah, just depends on what I can find to get over.
So logistics aside, when did you first get inspired to do this? What gave you the idea?
I guess I've been wanting to do, a epic cycle journey for a while, and I used to live in the UK, so I was actually going to cycle back from the UK to Australia in the other direction, but then I did a bit of travelling, ended up back in Australia, and couldn't get a job back in the UK because my visa had run out. So then decided to cycle back, and it was always going to be with this intention, with the documentary, with the video messages and finding out about what's going on. But then, the whole thing with the conference in Copenhagen was actually something which I only found out about a couple of months ago, and so it fitted in really well with, with what I was doing, and so that's why it's now got this kind of end... end date and also a kind of end event to...
A goal and a destination.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, to finish it all off. And so are you doing this with a group? Is this part of a campaign or something?
It is part of a campaign. It's not with a group. It's, just a kind of project that I've started. It's called Ride Planet Earth. Mm-hmm. The details are all up on the website, which is rideplanetearth.org. There's a petition as well. I've been working with Friends of the Earth, writing a petition which... is also going to be delivered at the same time as these video messages. And so there's links on the website to the petition. And actually, I just put up the petition today. So if anyone wants to jump on the net, they can be the first person to sign the petition. You can get to the petition from the Ride Planet Earth website. You just go to the petition page and then it's got a link to...
One of the things that I'm excited about your campaign is that you're going to be talking to a bunch of people who are really... feel like they've been excluded from this kind of debate, particularly like places like Burma, which you're cycling through.
I mean, it's that's a kind of a big inspiration for it, is to really go to places that the media doesn't often go to, that which are the places that are at the kind of the forefront or the front line of people that are experiencing impacts of climate change, and really, yeah, finding out, talking to the farmers, talking to the communities, talking to the community groups about what's going on for them, and so that their messages can be, you know, spread and the information that they've got about what's happening in these kind of far-flung places can be brought to people in Europe and Australia and yeah, I guess the more industrialised kind of areas to find out what their actions, what impacts they're having, you know, thousands of kilometres away.
And have you made links already with people in some of the countries you're going to be visiting? Like,
I guess in terms of links, it's at the moment not a great deal. It's kind of through kind of personal connections and then some now organisational connections. But, yeah, certainly the plan is, and what I will be doing is trying to get in contact with organisations and groups all along the route that I'm taking, to talk to them and you know and meet them and things like that. So that's something which is just going to be, you know, building at the moment. I guess there's a couple of people and organisations, but I need to be, yeah, hopefully people can email me if they know anyone in any of these countries that they think would be useful to kind of talk to and get on the video.
I'm sure lots of people will be really excited to get on board. How long are you sort of aiming to try and spend in places? Are you trying to sort it out so that it doesn't have to be like riding all the time? You can take your time to meet people?
I guess with the itinerary, it's kind of planned out for there to be 5 days of cycling for every week with then, so each week there's kind of 2 days to rest and also meet people and talk to people. And as well as that, if I can keep a good, you know, cycling average up, then I'll be able to stay for longer, you know, a week here and a week there. But the time frame doesn't allow for a lot of kind of stopping. It does mean that there's going to be cycling on most days.
So, point are you going to actually set off? I mean, are you going to go out of the studio here and start off towards Darwin, or...?
No, I'm actually starting in Brisbane, so, yeah, I've been a bit lazy there, decided to start in Brisbane.
That's very lazy. Dan, why don't you cycle to London? Denmark's not far.
Yeah, I'm going to be starting in Brisbane on the 10th of August, and that's mainly so that I can cycle Northern Australia before the wet season hits. Yeah, otherwise I'll be, you know, in a bit of strife up there.
And is it hard? Like, have you sort of factored in, like, hard cycling every day, or is it sort of taking a bit?
I mean, the averages that I've kind of been working out is about 70k for each day that I'm cycling, which is quite achievable. But that's taking into account that there'll be some days where, you know, with difficult terrain and weather and stuff like that, it might only be 30 or 40k or something like that. And then also that the other days where it's nice and flat and good kind of temperatures and stuff, be able to get over 100, I don't know, 150, that kind of distance.
I actually had a question about the logistics of this thing, which is, I remember seeing a doco on ABC, I think a couple of years ago, about a fellow cycling across Russia, like across Europe. And he had one of the lying down bikes because it's, you know, just easier to do that. Are you going for a conventional sit on bike or one of the cool lying down bikes?
A recumbent
bike.
Yeah, I'm going for one of the conventional sitting down bikes. I think the recumbents, you know, they look good and stuff. I've never actually ridden one, so I'll probably end up killing myself if I was riding one of those.
You want to be visible, maybe, if you're like cycling around Bangkok or something. The recumbents are a little low.
Yeah, they look great, but they look kind of freaky when you're driving through lots of traffic and stuff, and they get pretty fast and stuff. You know, if anyone on a recumbent wants to join me, in fact, if anyone wants to join me, email me and come along. And, yeah, if anyone on a recumbent wants to come, that'd be great, so then I can tell Tim what it's like for recumbent cyclists to cycle that distance.
So do you think many people will be joining you, even just for short bouts, to ride along with you?
I do think so. I don't have very many people confirmed at the moment. There's some people I know in Europe who are going to come cycle Europe kind of legs, and then some people who are keen to come to Southeast Asia and cycle some of those legs. It was cool getting just a random email a couple of days ago from someone in England that wants to come, and I've never heard of them before. I don't know how they know about what I'm doing, but they emailed and said that they wanted to come along, so that was great. And yeah, I guess because there's quite a lot of kind of cycle tours that are around, I think that I'll kind of meet up with people and cycle different parts with you know, lots of random different people. But I'm hoping that by the time we get to Copenhagen, there's a group of us so that it, you know, has more of an impact once we arrive.
Yeah, a big group together to deliver all the footage.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. What are you most excited about? Which place are you most excited about getting to see?
I guess at the moment, because looking at the route, actually, just with regard to Burma, it's you know, there's possible difficulties in cycling through Burma, which might mean that I'll be cycling around Burma and through the Himalayas. So to be honest, if I'm doing that, that's the part I'm most excited about. But apart from that, then, yeah, I guess cycling through Iran is something which we're looking forward to. And really everywhere, I think it's going to be great. But, yeah, if I had to pick two places, probably those two.
It is going to be exciting. Yeah, 16 months, did you say?
Yeah, roughly 16 months.
A lot of time to think.
And how can, like, people who perhaps, you know, don't want to ride but, you know, want to be able to support you as well, what can they sort of do?
I guess one of the original things which I kind of thought and wanted the project to be about was getting other people to cycle. Really, as much as it's kind of delivering this petition and stuff, the most important thing I kind of thought that people could do was be inspired to cycle more themselves. So even if people don't want to cycle with me, and even if people don't want to sign the petition or can't, you know, get them themselves on the video, if they're out cycling, then they're you know, doing their bit to you know, reduce greenhouse emissions, and if everyone's, you know, doing that, then that would be, you know, fantastic. And so just even if people can kind of see what's happening and kind of think about the distances that I'll be covering or whoever joins me will be covering, and then think, well, maybe they can cycle to work or something like that, or use the bike instead of the car if they're going to the shop or something like that, then I think that would be really special.
Yeah, sounds pretty great. Are you going to try and do something as well with the footage, like as well as delivering it to them, making a bit of a documentary of it?
Yeah, I guess there's the two parts. There's actual video petition, which is just the messages, but the whole trip is going to be put into a documentary, which I guess I'm not sure exactly what we'll do with it afterwards, but hopefully can be, you know, shown on, I don't know, on television or cinema or in schools or something like that.
Yeah, I reckon you could get some pretty cool footage from your cycling as well.
Yeah, I guess the practicality is a bit difficult, trying to work out at the moment how I can get the best kind of shots and stuff while cycling myself.
Yeah, have to experiment.
Yeah, and if people, you know, you're leaving from Brisbane, but if people want to come along and meet you and do the video petition, they can do so next week in Sydney.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention there's the project launch, which is on Thursday, the 31st of July. And so the video camera is going to be there, and so everyone can record their messages there. It's at the Excelsior Hotel in Surry Hills on Favreau Street. Starts at about 8 o'clock. And we've got a number of performers, and so it'll be a good chance to party and to get their messages and faces on the video petition.
Yeah, sounds great.